Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Steve Schindler have going on today in Creighton,
Bill? Was going back in time. Steve might remember it.
What's that?
I believe at this time you have to be... I don't even know if anything below age 55, I doubt, can recall this. Maybe a little bit lower than this, but it goes up there like that. So he's doing some alcohol fashion clothing. And he's naked. He's making knitted beer hats. Beer hats. They used to have, Steve, remember.
I do remember.
You took a beer can, right, aluminum can, and you smashed it flat, and you punched holes in it, and you knitted it into a hat.
Olympia was a popular one, the yellow one.
Everyone in the 70s, Jake, would wear a knitted beer hat made out of beer cans.
It's true.
And you would cut the can out, you'd flatten it flat, mm-hmm, you would punch holes in it, mm-hmm, and then you'd have someone smart would knit a hat
around Sharon.
So what would it take? About two, three cans to make the hat?
I don't know.
I can see them today. I can see them exactly how they were.
There's a lot of people, they're not going to remember.
They won't remember this. That's okay. We went back in time.
No.
There has to be a photo somewhere we might be able to get on the...
Ben has no idea what you're talking about.
The Twitter machine. But Steve is making... So if you bring a beer can in today, will make it into a hat. Yes. If you just bring a couple beer cans of your favorite beer, Steve will make... He'll knit it into a hat. It's incredible.
I'm going. I gotta have this.
Jake, have you ever seen these before?
No, I don't think that I have.
It was very popular. I know this. People, and here's the best part. One, I wore one. I was in fifth grade. Just wore a knitted beer hat around town in Fullerton, Nebraska.
I wish there's photo evidence. I had an Olympia one. I want to see some photo evidence of Bill.
Somebody will send one in.
Someone will have there'll be photo evidence of this. This is a thing. And I don't know if it was just Nebraska based or Midwest, but it was a thing.
I don't think it was.
I think it only lasted maybe, 2 years?
Yeah.
Two years.
What are you thinking, 70s?
Yeah, 70s. It's definitely in the 70s. It's about 75.
464-567. What's our
85.
5685. Text in if you got a photo of this.
Any sort of the beer can hat.
Anybody's going to have this, Bill.
It's going to show up. They're out there.
464-567.
That one right there, maybe? Wow. That's from David.
Jake is very aggressive. That's it.
That's it. That's it right there. 100%. Boom. 100%. Yeah. Olympia. Thank you.
Who said that in?
That's from David from RenewYourAuto.com.
There it is right there.
He's got one.
So this is
right there. You were right about Olympia beer, too.
Olympia was the best.
You're right about Olympia. I thought it would be more Budweiser.
Well, remember Olympia at that time? They were the first ones that had the really thin aluminum can.
Okay.
Probably it. Budweiser had a little more of a sturdy
can. You could wear that.
Yeah.
For males or females.
Yes.
I look pretty good in that hat.
Very popular. Thank you, Steve.
It's a bucket hat, too. Yeah.
It's kind of a bucket hat a little bit.
It is a bucket hat.
Yeah. But I wore one in fifth grade. Yeah. I wore one. Yeah, that was pretty common.
David sent that in.
Yeah, time to bring that back.
Anybody else in the text line remember this?
Let's check here.
It's hard to tell because Jake's so far over there. I don't even know what's going on.
Can't really see it all. I'm just getting some pictures of them. This is from Jim. He sends me one with, that would be Hams beer.
Hams was very popular. Yes, very popular.
There.
Someone, I can see that with blue.
You can buy them on Etsy, apparently.
Really, website. You can still get them.
Oh, you can still get them on Etsy. You can get everything on Etsy.
Here's one of some Schlitz beer. I need one of these hats. I'll wear one.
You've never heard of one, Jake.
How much I want? I bet they're inexpensive on Etsy. I mean, like $6.
I might buy one.
Yeah. We should all three for the studio. Show. We'll wear a beer can hat.
Get one delivered. We got to.
What do you want? Do you want Budweiser or something?
I'd take Bud. Yeah, Bud with red. Red.
I might buy that Schlitz one.
Yeah, I want Olympia. Okay. I definitely want Olympia.
Okay, Olympia. Yeah. Bud Schlitz.
I'll take Schlitz. Do that.
Yeah. We'll get Ben a Hams.
Yeah, Ben can get the Hams one. Mm-hmm. Maybe look good.
Ben,
at Hams.
Come on, have fun, Ben.
But have you ever heard of Hams beer before? Never heard of Hams.
I had a Hams 2 weeks ago. Delicious still.
Delicious.
They have a bear as their is their logo, and they have the best beer signs ever made in the history of the world.
I have a friend whose last name is Ham, H-A-M-M. He gets all sorts of Ham stuff. Yeah. Sweatshirts. He had a beanbag, a cornhole set with the Ham's logo on it.
Not a cornhole set.
Yeah, got a cool clock with the Ham, some cool stuff.
Ham.
Yes.
Schmidt wouldn't be a bad one, too. Schmidt.
Schmitz or Schlitz?
Schmidt.
I don't remember Schmidt.
Schmidt, yes. It was kind of an outdoorsy type beer. Yes. Anyway,
there's a lot that would work. Like Milwaukee's Best would be kind of neat. Yeah. That's what a lot of kids drank back in the day.
Just bring in some beer cans and Shin Daddy will make you a hat.
Yeah, there you go.
Today.
Sounds
a
good.
Knit?
Knit
it. He'll knit it?
Yes, he'll knit it himself.
Well, thanks to Shin Daddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring hour two of Early Break. 464-5685, call or text as always. This weekend, Sip had a conversation with a Nebraska great, Tonyu Fanoti. Sip, right? On Saturday, you talked to Tonyu?
That'd be incredible.
Yeah, it was good to catch up with him. It was weird.
Why was it weird?
Yeah. Just because it felt like 24 years had not elapsed, we were talking. You know, back in the day, Bill doesn't, I don't know, he's so embroiled in your job that you probably didn't notice, but we did talk to players a lot more one-on-one back then. So he was done in 2001. There wasn't so much media. The internet had just, I don't know, when did the internet start? There wasn't a lot of media. You got to know the guys. I mean, I knew Fanoti pretty well. I knew Dominic really well. I knew Jamal Lord really well. I knew TJ Hollowell really well. You don't get that anymore because there's 50 media members and you can't do one-on-one interviews.
Really?
No, not really. I mean, you can maybe do a little bit, pull them aside, but I mean, it's hard. It puts the players in a tough position because if they do one, then they probably might feel obligated to do a bunch of them. But back then, there was only four or five, six reporters. You got to know guys. So yeah, it was great catching up with Fanoti. It's just one of those things. Like the conversation continued, but I hadn't talked to him in years. I think I talked to him on the sideline a few years ago. But anyway. The only reason I was talking to him is because he is an assistant. Well, he's a volunteer coach for a high school in Salt Lake City, West High School, and he coaches Tapu. I hope I'm saying that. I don't think I'm saying the name right. Tapu.
T A P U.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's why I caught up with him, Jake.
And he liked the Polynesian presence building at Nebraska is kind of what the conversation was about there. Right?
Yeah, what all went down?
You guys are really interested in
that? I am. Yeah. I like to hear about that.
That's why it's on the rundown.
That's right. You had a conference. It's early July. You talked to Tony Fanoti.
You talked to one of the best offensive linemen to ever play.
The pancake man.
Yeah.
The king of the pancake.
Yes. Yeah, there is. I mean, quietly, there's, Nebraska went a while without much of a Polynesian presence. But, now the Rayolas are in town. And they got Sua Lefetu is a Polynesian.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keona Wilhite's a Polynesian. They just got these two offensive linemen, Tapu and
Houston Kahina Torres.
Yeah, so it's sort of cropped up now. And what does it mean? I don't know what it means. I mean, what Tonyu says is that he feels like Polynesians were bred to do. He says that Polynesians are natural at football, a lot of them, because they're bred to be what a lot of people have said, that they're bred to be warriors. That's what Tonyu said. Now, Tonyu was like that. He said, if you look at our history, if you look back at our ancestors, we've been fighting. My grandfather was a fighter. My dad was a fighter. My grandfather on my mom's side was a fighter. It's just who we are. I think it's just in the blood for Polynesians. That's why football kind of comes naturally to most Polynesians that jump into the sport. I would tend to agree. I mean, it doesn't mean that there's other people that can't play it, but... I think it's, he's on to something. And certainly with, I mean, it took me back to when, God, Fanotti lined up right next to Dom in 2000.
How's that look? How's that picture look?
Yeah.
How's that picture look to you?
It looked really good.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah. And I thought it would always continue. And it just doesn't. You got to, I mean, if there's one thing you learn is when those things happen, cherish them, because it may not happen again. Dominic next to Fanotti for an entire year, 2000, was a beautiful thing to watch. Those were two of the fiercest competitors you'll ever see. Fanotti didn't come off that way like Dom did, but Milt would tell me stories about Fanotti was a terror in practice. He was an incredibly good practice player. And if someone was slacking, Fanotti was on him. And that's not good. I mean, Fanotti is a monster. I mean, and he was great. I mean, he wasn't good. He was great. So, you know, second round draft pick. He only played 5 years in the NFL.
Chargers, right? Or is that Vikings?
Chargers. Vikings. He bounced around a little bit. But, it was. We had a long conversation about Tapu. And he feels very confident with Donovan Raiola. So there you go.
Houston Kahina Torres, the new commit from weekend from
that's
Honolulu.
That's not his guy.
I understand that.
Yeah, his guy's Tapu. Now, Tapu's played only a year of football. He came from New Zealand. He's a basketball player. But he's working with Tonyu, and he says he's got it. He's got the hunger, and he's a you know, he wants to be good. And like I said, I watched this film. He looks natural. These guys are tough kids. You wouldn't recruit him if he wasn't. There you go.
There you go. It was a rundown on Tony Fanotti, the conversation with the Nebraska great this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great job. It was a great job by former assistant coach George Darlington.
Is that who got those guys?
That's who was recruiting them. I know George was the one who started this. That did a nice job recruiting those guys.
I wonder who now. Dom Raiola was the first of that. He was the first Polynesian of that time period. So that would have been 97 to join Nebraska's football team. And then there was kind of a line that followed him after that. Tony Tata, you might remember him. Junior Tagoy, Danville Waldrop. So it kind of, in Fanotti, it started kind of a process. Then it kind of went away for a while. Now it's back. I didn't even mention, by the way, Preston Tamua. So they've got the top-rated player. I'm bouncing around here. But Nebraska's recruited the top lineman in Hawaii, the top player in Hawaii for back-to-back years. You know how much I like that. Even if they're not that good, if you say you're the best player on the island, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I would have loved to be able to do that.
Top player in Chicago, Tape Brown,
I'm the best
years
player
ago.
In Columbus. but it's cool. I mean, I like it. I like the look of having the best lineman in Hawaii back-to-back years, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tamu is they're rugged dudes. I saw Tamua play in Hawaii, and he's a rugged, typical interior Hawaiian lineman. You don't want to mess with him. That's good.
He's a dude.
Yeah. Puts people to the ground. Doesn't help them up.
That's like the biggest thing you took away from it.
I like that look. For some reason,
just
I like that
away.
Look.
Yeah. Walk away.
Just look at him and
stay
walk
down
away.
There. Yeah. Stay down there. Get used to it. Before we get to break, hey, we got a new plug for a great restaurant, a brunch place, Breakfast and Brunch Sip.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Early Bird. A modern take on your classic diner, open daily from 6:30 to 2:30.
Interesting.
Early Bird was hatched right here in Nebraska. Originally in Omaha, they have three locations there and now have a new location in Lincoln at 19th and K Street, not far from the Capitol building.
I drive by it every day.
So do I.
Do
you really?
I drive by it every single day. Right? Yes, right there. What's that, the Telegraph District? Is that
kind of... just, yeah,
just
near
a
that.
Little just yep. down from that? Oh, it's in...
Southwest of that, yeah.
19th it's and
in, K. It's an incredible... The menu is incredible. It's not like, oh, you want some eggs?
No.
Where do you see their menu? It is ridiculous, the things that they have. And the
what
place,
do they have?
They've taken... You have to go... I'm just saying, when you go in and see their menu, it's just not like, well, I'll take the two eggs over easy. Oh, no.
Which isn't bad.
You they want, have everything.
They got something. They got the breakfast burritos. They got French toast, chicken fried steak. But now we get a little more crazier. We get... cinnamon roll pancakes.
Yeah. How about that,
How about
Steve?
Hash holes and brunch cocktails. That's right. Adult cocktails.
Yes.
It says hash holes on here.
That sounds good. That all sounds good.
So what? Just public service. I mean, just the service you get. So one of the co-founders who's behind the scenes, and he's not in the day-to-day part of it, but the co-founders is Jamie Burrow.
Oh,
played
okay.
linebacker
yes,
here.
He does have places in. Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah. His brother would be
Joe
Burrow,
and his dad would be
Jimmy Burrow.
Jimmy,
and his brother Dan also played here.
We should have him in here.
But the interesting part was
to talk food.
My sister and a couple of her friends went down for a little outing into Omaha, so I wanted to arrange a breakfast. So I just called Jamie up. He said, "Not a problem. Arranged the whole thing. Yes. Had him set up. Boom. Walked in." Had the manager ready for him. Boom. Gave me a call back. Here's what it is. I paid for it over the phone.
Really?
Incredible. That's the kind of personal service that you get.
Jamie's a great dude.
And this.
By the way, Jamie, starting middle linebacker at Nebraska.
Yes, absolutely.
So what year was that? 2001, I would guess.
You would know this better than me.
I would guess 2001.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, early 2000s. Starting middle linebacker.
All six of Early Bird's Nebraska and Iowa locations will be open on the 4th of July. So be an Early Bird and fly in with your flock before the festivities begin and try the best brunch in the Midwest for yourself. Early Bird, not your everyday brunch.
Don't fear the flock.
Oh, I nailed it. 2001.
You nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Get a chance to go in there. Have cinnamon roll
pancakes. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Seth?
It really does.
I love the sign when you drive by. It says the early bird doesn't get the worm; they get the pancake.
It scratched it out.
Scratched out word, but pancake. It's really cool. Well, stop by there; it'll change your life.
19th and K in Lincoln. Early Bird is the place to be for brunch every single day, including the 4th of July. When we come back, we got some marijuana talk on the airwaves.
Oh, marijuana NCAA, cigarettes.
Early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.